Italian Football Podcast.
Let's move away from the football on the pitch. Two important issues. First of all, Stefano Pioli. It's now pretty much unanimously reported in Italy among all the top journalists and media that Stefano Pioli will be sacked by Milan at the end of the season. This has been a big talking point really all season. For the first half of the season at least, it was pretty much accepted that this would be Pioli's last season. Everybody was pretty much in agreement that it was the right decision. But then Milan have had started 2024 really, really well. They went on a fantastic 7-game winning run. They got into the quarterfinals of the Europa League. They moved above Juventus into second in the Serie A. They were the informed team in Serie A. And suddenly it started to be suggested that Pioli could actually now stay at Milan. And there was a kind of a split in the debate. There were those that were still, no, Pioli needs to go. And there were those that were like, no, he's shown here that he is the best man to take it forward. I mean, we had a debate on this a couple of weeks ago before the Roma first leg. And we basically, I think both of us said, look, we need to see substance. And the Roma game is going to be key for that. This 7-game winning run and this good 2020 game, good start to 2024 is meaningless if Milan then go out to Roma in the Europa League. And that is exactly what happened. And they went out really with a whimper, if we're honest. They lost the first leg at home and they lost away as well, despite playing against 10 men for over half the game. And so now I think, yeah, we both of us agree that it is the right decision for him to go now at the end of the season, Nima.
I couldn't agree more. I think, as I've said many times, with the risk of being repetitive, I think history will be very kind on Stefano Pioli for what he did at Milan. I think he will be remembered as a Milan hero for bringing Milan back into il calcio che conta, you know, back into the football that matters, where Milan need to be in the Champions League, where he won a Scudetto on 86 points, which was a remarkable feat. When they didn't expect to even be challenging for a Scudetto, much less win one. Back into the Champions League, back into playing European football, developing young players, playing, modernizing how Milan play. But after 4.5 years, almost 5 years, it's which is a long time in football, that relationship has run its course. And I think that Milan, he will hand over, having set the framework and set something there, that now is up to someone else to take the next step. And what is the next step? Well, that is to actually start winning titles again, you know, competing in the Serie A more often, more consistently, whilst also year after year after year getting through from the Champions League, the group stage of the Champions League to the latter stages, and perhaps even winning it once. You know, who knows? You know, if the cards fall the right way, are dealt the right way, that's what Milan want to do, and that's what Milan should be able to do. And I think that it's time to say thank you for this time, Stefano, but it's time to pass on. And also because, look, I think he has completely reestablished himself. And I'm looking at him, he will have a good career from after Milan, regardless of how annoyed some people are with Pioli. He's going to have a good job next. I personally think, I don't understand what De Laurentiis is doing. He has, you know, we were speaking earlier about, you know, should De Laurentiis be given a second chance? Well, I want to reserve my judgment based on who he picks next. If he goes after Vinny Italian, then no. But if he goes after Stefano Pioli, who I think is the perfect man to take over this Napoli project and do something, given the players they have there and given the style of football they want to play. To me, Pioli is tailor-made for that job. And he's also such a calm character. He's a gentleman, just look at how he's handled the pressure of being questioned at Milan from the very first day he was appointed. I mean, I remember the day he was appointed in the mid-season after Giampaolo was sacked. Pioli out was trending, hashtag. Literally on the day he was appointed. So you can't tell me that that man can't work in difficult conditions. He has worked and he has succeeded in difficult conditions. And if you can do it at Milan and you can do it, you know, then I think you should be, you can also handle it at a Napoli who's trying to, you know, rebuild and reestablish themselves. So for me, he must be treated with respect. And I think he will have a good career. But the question then is who takes over after him?
Yeah. Well, the feeling is among, I mean, Di Marzio has said this and some others have said this, is that Milan are adamant it's going to be a foreign coach. They're refusing to even consider any Italian coach at all. So before we come to the name, just on that concept, I find that very strange. And I find that actually quite discriminatory, if that's true. Like, they just decided, we are going to go for a foreign coach. We're not even going to consider an Italian coach. I don't care who it is. We're just not going for an Italian coach. If that's the case, I think that's actually really quite wrong, actually. That they should just, I mean, for starters, you know, you should never choose a coach based on his on his nationality at all. That's number one.
I don't buy that.
That's number one. But number two, there are some bloody amazing Italian coaches out there, and a lot that are actually going to be available this summer. So not saying that they should appoint an Italian manager, but they certainly should be, you know, considered and be on the shortlist. And what we've seen so far is we've seen a long shortlist of possibilities for the Milan job. There is not a single Italian on that list, and there's a lot of Italians that are better than at least half of these names that are on this list as being possible replacements. So that I find very, very strange that Milan are just decide, you know, we are going to go for a foreign coach. We're not even going to consider an Italian name. I think that's quite discriminatory.
I think it's you want the best person for the job there. It's an important appointment because this is Jerry's first appointment. This is Redbird's first appointment. They have to get it right. They can't mess this up. So, coaching appointment, that is. So they have to get this right. And I think deciding beforehand who can be even apply for the job based on passport is silly. Mm. And I don't believe it either. I just don't believe that's how... I just don't see that a US hedge fund works like that.
Unless they're thinking, you know what, we're trying to be a global...
I think the style...
Unless they're thinking globally, we want a foreign name because we want it to be more attractive globally.
But I mean, that would be Klopp.
Yeah, or they've got some kind of idea that the Italian mentality is more... I don't know, outdated when it comes to tactics.
That's what I was going to get.
I think
there's been a lost in translation here thing between in whatever source they have when they reported this. I don't think Milan are looking at just foreigners based on being foreign. I think what they're looking for is someone who plays continental football. That's what I think they're looking for. Now, whether or not that coach is Italian or wherever, that's a separate debate. I don't think Milan are... I can't imagine that being true. I just can't.
It also doesn't make any sense if that's lost in translation. You might be right. It just doesn't make any sense if they want a continental club, because there's lots of Italian coaches that play that club of club. I mean, you know, Italiano, for example, Di Zerbi, you know, they play they don't play Italian football at all. Old school Italian football at all. They're the complete opposite of that. So
Thiago Motta doesn't play old school Italian football either.
I forget that he's Italian.
Yeah, and neither does Luciano Spalletti. Yeah. I mean, because I wouldn't rule out Spalletti in a few years going to Milan. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't see that. But the thing is, I view it like this. I think Antonio Conte needs a job, and Antonio Conte wants a job. And Italian football, the politics of it, it means Antonio Conte is going to get a job. And the question is, where does he want to go? Well, depending on which reports you read, some say, you know, he wants Milan. He wants to be the first coach to win the Scudetto with...
Oh, yeah, I agree. He should be in the reckoning. But the I'll read out the list of what is supposedly the shortlist from what we've seen so far. I don't have any inside information myself. This has just come from some of the top journalists, Di Marzio, Schiera, and some of the Sky Italia and some of the others, that Julen Lopetegui seems to be the favourite of the board right now. Yeah. But there is big opposition from fans already against this appointment, like there was with Pioli. Then we've got Ruben Amorim, but as it stands, he's the favourite for the Liverpool job to succeed Jurgen Klopp, who's leaving, of course. Then we've got Xavi, who will leave Barcelona at the end of the season, who is the favourite of Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Like, this is who Zlatan wants to appoint at Milan. Then we have other names in the shortlist are Unai Emery of Aston Villa, who we spoke about this off air before. I think that will be a very difficult deal to do, because I think he's doing a fantastic job at Aston Villa, and they're
probably he could play in the Champions League exactly with a Premier League side. Yeah, I just don't see
why. And he's building something really good there as well.
Yeah,
and then we have Sergio Conceição at Porto, and then we have the most recent name that's really come through, and he's been linked to quite a lot of. It seems to be like his agents definitely seem to be trying to push Manuel Pellegrini to Italy, because he had negotiations with Roma before they confirmed De Rossi, and now he's right in the line for Milan as well. He's become the biggest name recently, but you know, as we discussed when we were discussing him for Roma, you know, he's going to be 71 this year, so yeah, that's a bit of a strange one. Outsiders are Marcelo Gallardo, Christophe Galtier, Paulo Fonseca, Thiago Motta, who of course is in talks with Juventus, and then Thomas Tuchel, who's leaving Bayern Munich at the end of the season, although he would come with a massive, like Conte would come with a massive, massive wage. So these are the names that have been mentioned on the shortlist. Not a single Italian has been mentioned, including Conte, on the shortlist. Mm. So what do you make of these names? Who do you, you know, if it was going to be a foreigner from this list, who would you like?
I don't know. I really like Unai Emery, but I don't think that's going to happen. I do think the Lopetegui and Pellegrini thing is not something that I discount because of the style of football they play. Everyone knows, I think, Sarri, just for the tactical football, technical and tactical reasons, is the one I think is best suited. I know that as a character, he doesn't fit into Milan's style at all, neither graphically or behaviorally. In terms of behavior off the pitch, he just won't, you know, he's not that guy. But I think the football would be unbelievable. I still can't discount Antonio Conte. I have a really hard time believing Antonio Conte and Aurelio De Laurentiis are gonna work together. I just don't buy that at all. I don't buy those rumors at all. I think it's my money is on one of Lopetegui, Conte, Pellegrini. You know, one of those. I don't see Xavi coming. I think that would be insane. I don't see the board giving Zlatan, or who, if it's true that Zlatan wants Xavi, I just don't see that. Not after what's happened in Barcelona. That would be mental. I just don't see that happening. But one of those, and also of course, with Sarri as a dark horse. We're working hard. We're working overtime over here to try to get Sarri to Milan, because it's for the good of Milan.
Yeah, I mean, my problem is absolutely that he should absolutely be, like Conte should be in the frame. Talk, you know, it should be a possibility for the job. You know, to not even be considered is, I think, just madness, really. But yeah, we'll see how the next few weeks pan out. Really, it's going to be a big appointment for Milan. But in my point of view is, yeah, I'm like you. I think Emery would be great. Amorim also, because I think he fits the model of Milan in terms of developing players, younger players. Done a great job at Sporting in that sense as well. Lopetegui, I do like. I have to be honest, I do like Lopetegui. But yeah, I can understand that the opposition from fans. And Conceição, I think, is just a bit too defensive for what Milan.
No, I don't see Conceição going to, because of the style he plays. Yeah. It wouldn't make sense, and the players they've got, I just don't see him going there.
Yeah. And Xavi's a weird one. Xavi's a difficult one to assess. I feel like with Xavi, like, he could be good, but he could also be a bit of a massive flop. It's hard to know. with Xavi.